about a subject that Chancellor Easter touched on in the closing part of his excellent presentation, and that is the U.S. News and World Report rankings of universities. Every year, U.S. News and World Report issues a new ranking system, and being distributed now, you'll see a little chart that tells you how what U.S. News and World Report counts in its rankings, and how we're doing in that counting. This pertains to the Urbana campus. And in particular, when you get this, let me just start by saying, as Chancellor Easter mentioned, there are a lot of ranking systems out there. And they measure sometimes the same things, often very different things. We generally do very, very well at the university, including especially the Urbana campus, in these rankings. U.S. News and World Report is one of many rankings. It doesn't measure everything that's important to us, but everything it does measure is important to us. It measures things like our first-year retention rates, our time to graduation, our fourth and sixth-year graduation rates, alumni giving rates, the success of our research enterprise, peer recognition of our faculty, that is, the way the leadership of other universities view our university. It measures faculty resources and resources provided per student at the university. All these are things that we would be tracking anyway, and measurements by which we would be calculating our ongoing work and our success, even if there wasn't a U.S. News and World Report ranking. The advantage of having rankings like this is it allows us to measure our performance against that of other institutions in the same peer group, you might say. So, for example, the public universities that are near the University of Illinois in the ranking, our peer comparison group includes Michigan, Texas, University of Washington, Wisconsin, and University of North Carolina, Georgia Tech, and others. All very, very fine institutions, just like the University of Illinois. What was notable about this particular report, and why I thought it would be important to discuss it with the board, is that the ranking of the Urbana campus declined precipitously. It went from number 8 or 9, I think, to number 15. Represents the first time, really, in a dozen years, with one small exception, the first time in a dozen years that the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign fell out of the top 10 publics. And the second point to note about that is that these rankings are based on a rolling average of data collected over a two and three year period. So this may be the first in a two or three year cycle where we could continue to see a decline in our ranking. And I think this is not a beauty contest. Some people think it is, but it really isn't. It really measures real things. It helps to hold us accountable because it compares us to performance by comparable institutions. So I thought it would be good to spend just a couple of minutes. And basically, I refer to the U.S. News and World Report. I think most people do as sort of the gold standard rankings because it's the one most people consult, particularly students and parents when they're looking for places to send their children to college. So I think Chancellor Easter made this clear, it's something that we're all concerned about. So we need to understand what contributed to this decline and then try to understand what we need to do to enhance our performance and recapture our ranking as among the top 10 public universities in the country, because believe me, all good things come to highly ranked institutions. Helps us recruit the best faculty, keep the best faculty. It adds value to the brand on the diploma that our students take into the marketplace upon graduation. Helps our faculty when they apply for grants at the NIH or NSF or the National Endowment for the Humanities and so on. There is a brand power attached to a top 10 status that pays a dividend to every member of our university community. And it's a point of pride, of course, that we are a top 10 public. So if you look at this little chart, I would say, it really measures, it tells you two different things. It tells us, that but the column to look at is really the one on the right. And the little red arrows suggest areas where our performance deteriorated. The little green arrows going up tells you where we improved our performance. And the ones going sideways tells you where we pretty much stayed the same. Now, in some of these cases, our performance stayed the same, but we were outperformed. We did as well this year as we did last year, but we were outperformed by other institutions that were more aggressive on some areas, and so they leaped above us, and that pushed our overall ranking back down. And as you can see, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about these in particular, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I think it's important to understand. I want to start by thanking, of course, Randy Kangas, who must be here somewhere, and Vice President Meena Rao. I asked these two people to lead a small group and look through the data on all this so that I can make this report to you. And I had to do that under really a pretty fast timeline. And I really appreciate their hard work and the results of that work, which we are presenting today. They looked at our performance over the last 6 years alongside the performance of other top 10 public universities that are ranked above us, including ones that now have jumped over us in the ranking, which includes a large number of California schools, by the way, and I could talk about that later. So this dashboard gives you that listing at the bottom of those schools and also of the categories where we have gone up or down. The first column shows how we performed over the last 6 years. The second column shows our trend compared to peers over the last 6 years. And I say the most striking point that this dashboard makes is that while we've remained stable, and actually in some cases even improved our performance in various metrics, we aren't improving as fast as some others, and as a result, they've leapt over us. So I want to focus my comments on areas in which we declined and some recommendations the committee has forwarded to me to help enhance our performance in those areas. We dropped in our peer rankings. Now, this is a derivative of forms that leadership at universities fill out in evaluating their counterparts at other universities. It's a qualitative assessment rather than a quantitative assessment. It's what other people think of us and how we're doing. And we declined in this area from a 4.0 rating, which is very high, actually, to a 3.9 rating on a scale of 1 to 5. 3.9 is still very high, but it is a decline, and every tenth there is worth gold, and it's hard to recover once you've lost it. So I think really the each one-tenth point is hard to regain, and this is kind of a major setback. What explains it? It's hard to say, frankly, because it is qualitative. But it occurs to me that it has to do a lot with the state's financial crisis, with the way the world at large views the state and its funding for higher education. It's constantly in the news everywhere. I think it's a byproduct, certainly, of the gubernatorial scandal that blemished the state's reputation, and I think it's almost certainly a byproduct of the admissions scandal and the way that's been perceived by people like our chancellors or myself at other institutions.
When would they have filled out these forms?
They would have filled them out right in the middle of all this, a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah. Is that about right? Am I getting that right? About a year ago, and then they're reported just this just about 6 weeks ago, or 8 weeks ago. Actually, the ratings remained last winter, says in the next line of my presentation. So, and then reported this about 2 months ago. How do we regain our position? Well, I think the board is on a